The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station in HD. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Easy's here from the Welcome Center.
Just turn the knob up a little bit. I got it. How about that? Now can you hear?
I can hear.
Excellent. Well, good morning, EC. You work over in the Welcome Center here in the Advanced Technology Center, and you have an event coming up, don't you?
I do, Tori.
What's happening?
So the Bay County College Fair, a.k.a. College Night, is happening this Thursday, the 13th, from 6 to 8 p.m. in this building, the Advanced Technology Center, or the ATC. And we're welcoming over 50 colleges and universities from all over the nation.
Okay, so the competition. You're welcoming the competition.
I am.
Right here.
We're hosting it. We'd rather host it here than somewhere else.
Oh,
Let's invite everybody.
Are there snacks?
I don't think
that's
so.
The most
I mean,
no
part.
Snacks?
If you'd like, for the college reps, there will be, but for the public, that'd be a lot of money. I'll take your budget.
I'm a college rep, right?
Sure.
Okay. There you go. That's all that matters.
But if you're a high school student, you should come.
If you're anyone,
or a transfer student, you should come.
If you're a current Gulf Coast student thinking about now or in the future transferring to a university or college, absolutely come. You definitely want to ask these college reps about their programs, their admissions processes, financial aid and scholarships, student life, athletics. And middle schoolers, high schoolers, the public, this is a chance for us to get all these colleges and universities in a couple rooms and be able to ask University of Florida or FSU, PC or Tallahassee or USF or any of these big universities and even some non-traditional big universities, some smaller private colleges, just any question you may have about their institution.
Great. Well, that's Thursday night?
Thursday night.
This Thursday night.
Okay. Right. All right.
Yeah.
Can we find out more on the website? Where do we go on the website if we want to see more about it?
So it should be on the main page somewhere, but definitely social media. I think our marketing department's definitely put it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's an event. So if you're interested, if you want to go ahead and go on Facebook, get more information. You can also contact me in the Welcome Center if you have any information or questions.
Okay. But really just show up, and that's where you ask
absolutely
the questions.
Absolutely show up. It's fun. It's wild. There's a lot of people that come out, and we definitely want to have a big Commodore turnout with our students. So I really would like our students to come out, but it's absolutely open to the public. We want the public to come and enjoy the Bay County College Fair that we host.
Great. Thank you.
I'll be there.
Yay.
Does that matter?
Yes,
that's right.
Okay,
to
me.
You can find out all about Gulf Coast's different programs, too.
Oh, yeah. And we will be represented for sure. When you first walk in, we will be on the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely want to have a Gulf Coast presence there. So our admissions, financial aid, different divisions will have their tables set up for folks to get information about our institution. And on the second and third floor, we'll have all the other colleges and universities.
Great. All right.
Well, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, guys. Y'all are awesome,
You're
by
welcome
the way.
To hang out.
Sure, I'll stay here.
Okay, that's fine.
You're the best.
I appreciate that. We have a break coming up. We've got a song on the other side of the break. We're going to hear a little Juice Newton. We've got some unhappy stuff to talk about.
We do
this
have
morning.
A little bit of unhappy news, but I've also got some music news from Hollywood.
That's good. So. And coming up later in the hour, Linda Cope from the Warrior Beach Retreat will
that's
be
right.
in, talking about their upcoming retreat. And that's all coming up this hour. We'll take a quick break. It's 9:14. Juice Newton on the other side here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. Great song there. Juice Newton and Queen of Hearts. 19 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Yes. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. So, news lady.
And actually, maybe a sad morning. Over the weekend, we had a student pass away in a tragic car accident. Women's basketball coach Rooney Scovel confirmed the tragic loss of student athlete Keyshawn Johnson. She was on the women's basketball team, a forward center for the Lady Commodores. She was killed in a car accident while traveling on I-75 Friday night. And we mourn her passing. She was a lovely girl and student and fantastic athlete. She is going to be sorely missed from the Lady Doors basketball team. And it just so happens that EC from the Welcome Center, talking about college night tonight, happened to be teaching a class with Keyshawn in it. And you knew her just a little bit better than we did. So if you had anything to say about Keyshawn, maybe you could mentioned some of her positive points.
It was a shock. And she's a beautiful student, amazing athlete. She worked hard. And it was fun to watch her play. And she was just really bright, had the most beautiful smile, was a great student for the couple of weeks that I knew her. And yeah, her family is in my prayers and my thoughts, and it's a big loss for the Commodore family.
Thank you, EC.
Yeah, thank you very much. It is definitely sad to hear that.
Yeah.
It's a terrible way to start off our week.
So
I know you have some music news, but
I do.
We'll get to that in a minute. Let's first play my vinyl play. I don't know if it's the most appropriate or not. That's not why I picked it, but it's a great song nonetheless. And it's Simon Garfunkel from 1970. And this is A Bridge Over Troubled Water. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Sailing on, sailing on,
We're going back to 1970 for that one. That's our vinyl play of the day. Simon and Garfunkel and Like a Bridge Over Troubled Waters. It's a sad morning when we talk about the loss of one of our students.
That's right. You know? Keyshawn Johnson from the ladies' basketball team passed away over the weekend.
Yeah, tragic car accident.
Yeah, so. We're very sorry to hear that, and we keep her family in our prayers.
Absolutely. So keep it safe out there.
Absolutely, yes. We do have some other news, music news.
Some more uplifting stuff.
I'm going to get you caught up, because I don't think we did music news last week.
I don't think we did.
Because there was no Monday.
That's right.
That's right. So for the past week, we're going to catch you up. Nile Rodgers and Sheik have a new song called Sober. Nile Rodgers and Sheik's upcoming album is called It's About Time. It's their first album in 26 years. Can you believe that?
That's a long time.
It is. It's a long time to, you know, I don't know, hold over on the disco. I loved La Freak.
Maybe.
I loved La Freak. The new album's due out on September 14th. I don't think it's going to have a disco theme. It's going to be
That's
more.
That's disappointing.
It's going to be more modern. They also have plans for a UK tour. And It's About Time will be their first album. Like I said, 26 years. 1992 was Sheikism. And I don't think that really, I'm not sure where that went.
I don't know where it went anywhere.
Well, the Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack will include some songs from Live Aid that have never been released. And that will be part of the new documentary film.
When does that come
out? I don't have the release date of that here.
I'm
right
ready
now.
To see that.
Sorry about that.
I think
that.
That'll be good.
It will. David Crosby is going to come out with a new album next month. It's called Here If You Listen, due out on October 26th. And that's his fourth solo album in 5 years. So he's been producing something. I'm not sure if we've been listening.
Maybe not. You do know, though, that one a local guy is in charge of their touring with Crosby, Stills, and
Nash.
Really? Yeah, Crook Stewart.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, who looks just crazy lot like David Crosby.
They look alike.
They have the same haircut, the same facial hair.
Maybe he doubles for him sometimes and they play a track.
Have you never met Crook?
Book more dates. No, I haven't.
He's a great guy. they're on tour right now. Otherwise, we'd
call him up. Well, why doesn't he bring him to the Marina Civic Center?
Or just to our studio would be fine.
That would be fine, too.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting combination. Dolly Parton plans to collaborate with Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, on what?
That's what I said, too. Jennifer Aniston has confirmed that she's collaborating with legendary country artist Dolly Parton for her new upcoming film called Dumplin'.
Okay.
And in an interview on Ellen earlier this week, Aniston talked about the new film Dumplin', for which Parton is working on some of the music. So it's a soundtrack.
Interesting. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a Joni Mitchell tribute concert set for November. Joni Mitchell has made it to 75 years old, or she will, in November. It's going to be held at the Music Center in Los Angeles. An all-star lineup, including Emmylou Harris, Norah Jones, Seal, Chaka Khan, Kris Kristofferson, Graham Nash, Los Lobos, and Rufus Wainwright. It would be great if all those folks came out for my birthday party.
Absolutely.
I would love that. Anyway, if you remember, Joni Mitchell just a couple years ago was on the verge of death and recovered from that brain aneurysm. She's been plagued with health problems.
Sure.
You remember that strange illness, Morgellons disease, which some people believe is psychosomatic. But it's classified as a dermatology or dermopathy, and you get these multicolored fiber-like filaments that occur under or projecting from the skin. I mean, it literally sounds like something you're making up.
Right.
But it's a real thing, I guess. And
she survived. She's okay.
But she did survive. She's okay. And they're going to celebrate her birthday on November 7th.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Joni
birthday.
Mitchell.
Isn't that your birthday, too?
No, November 5th.
Okay, well, it's close.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's our music news for today.
And, of course, in entertainment news, you know, Burt Reynolds.
That's right. We had another obituary.
Another passing, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Burt lived a rough life.
He did.
He did a lot of his stunts, so that was one of the reasons he was struggling to walk.
And in that obituary, I couldn't believe that he turned down the role of Han Solo in the Star Wars movie.
But I just don't think he could have done it.
Who would do that? I mean, can you see Burt Reynolds as Han Solo?
No.
Come on. Come on.
No, I can't.
It wouldn't
Han
have been
Han Solo
right.
with a mustache?
Yeah.
There's something that just didn't work.
No. No.
No,
sorry.
It really
I'm
just
glad
belongs
he chose
to Harrison
the
Ford.
Roles he did.
Absolutely.
It was they were all really for him.
Because that might have also made him become Indiana Jones.
Oh, no.
And that wouldn't have worked either.
No way. No way.
This is it belongs to Harrison Ford.
Absolutely does.
It's 9:30 and we have a check on that weather forecast. Samantha Lucy, and again for Ross Whitley from News 13 and the Proclaimers coming up after that. And we have in the studio Linda Cope from Warrior Beach Retreat coming in just a moment to talk with us about their upcoming retreat. That's all next here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. 90.7 WKGC. This is The Mix with The Proclaimers there, and I'm going to be 500 miles. Double that up, it's 1,000. So I would walk 1,000 more. It is 9:36, and a happy Monday morning to you. In the studio this morning, we have someone who's no stranger to us. She's been in many times. This is Linda Cope from the Warrior Beach Retreat.
Good morning.
You brought with us Dr. Hayward Miller from Living Word Church here in Panama City, yes?
Great to be here.
Good.
Thank you for inviting us.
You were telling me off air where you're located, and I don't remember exactly where that is. 19th Street.
Okay, 500 East 19th Street, right behind Bay Credit Union, across the street from the Workforce Center.
Okay, very good.
All right.
How large of a church do you have?
The church is about 200.
Okay, that's good size.
Yes.
And what's your part in the Warrior Beach Retreat?
We are hosting the service on Thursday night, September 27th at 7 p.m. And we have a great lineup of service and a great time with some very special guests that's coming. Chris Godbert is going to be there with his sax, and he's going to be there. The Gulf Coast Singers are going to be there. They're going to be featured along with Surfside Middle School Singers. And I tell you, it's just going to be a great time. Our Living Word Church praise and worship team is going to be a part of it. It is going to be a fantastic evening.
All right. That's this Thursday? Thursday?
The 27th.
The 27th, yes.
Okay, we've got some lead time to get that on your calendar.
Yes.
All right.
And it's at 7 p.m., promptly ends at 8, and then there's a meet and greet after where you can shake the hands of the heroes and their loved ones. But it will start at 7, end at 8, and we're so grateful for Dr. Hayward Miller and his church and team hosting us for the second time. They hosted us about 4 years ago.
That's right, and we had a great time and a great service. Also, the featured guest that's going to be there that evening is going to be Sam Brassfield, which is the commanding officer there at the Naval Diving and Salvage Training Center. Ooh. He's going to be our special speaker, and so it's just going to be a fantastic service evening, inviting all the community to come out. What a great time to support our wounded warriors.
And how many warriors are you bringing in this time?
Well, we are going to have about 30, a total of 30 warriors and their spouses or caregivers coming. And we're grateful for the Sheraton Bay Point Resort that's donating the rooms for this event. And it just means a lot to us. And then, of course, Dr. Miller for hosting the opening ceremony. But they're coming locally and from all across the country. And again, we're not affiliated with Wounded Warrior Project. We're a local charity that we started after our son lost both legs above the knee in Iraq. And line the streets, please, for the parade. We leave promptly at 4 p.m., and we'll have the sheriff's helicopters flying overhead. Thank you, Sheriff, for that. Mm-hmm. From the Sheraton Bay Point Resort. And the way this community turns out in mass is beautiful, just beautiful. So please look at our website, warriorbeachretreat.org, for the parade route and times.
And Linda, what's the max number of warriors that you can have for one of your retreats?
Well, we used to have a lot more. We used to do more, and we realized they didn't like it. Our heart is to do what's best for the warrior and the spouse or caregiver. And we just realized, especially with their PTSD, they don't like the big crowd.
Sure.
And we've cut the numbers down for the last three retreats, and they have been the best for them because they heal, they connect, and they just feel a lot better when there's not such a mob. And I've heard from other people that work with the wounded warriors and veterans that say that's the sweet spot number is what we're working in.
Sure.
And so that's what we're doing.
What about what's the reaction to all of the people locally that come out to meet them and, you know, want to shake hands and say hi, and what's the reaction to that?
I'll let Dr. Miller talk about that, because we've done that at his church before. How has that been?
Absolutely. There are a lot of tears that goes on. There's a lot of laughter and joy. We see healing in them, of people reaching out to them. Of course, these wounded warriors are coming from all over the country, mm-hmm. all over the nation.
Sure.
And so they're coming here close to a beautiful place called Panama City Beach in Panama City, such a wonderful community that is so military-oriented and have so many retired veterans. And so they reach out towards that, and that is a heartfelt thing that you just can't buy. Mm-hmm. It is something that is so heartfelt that you see tears, you see laughter, you see a time in which people do receive healing. Sometimes this is the first time, if sometimes they've been hugged, sometimes they've been appreciated. We saw that in the first time that they came. This was the first time that some of them had ever been reached out to and really hugged and said, we appreciate that, and come back in. Some of them have gone through so much sacrifice, whether it's the caregiver or whether it's the wounded warrior themselves.
Sure.
So we are seeing a lot of healing in that, but also we're seeing a lot of joy, and we're also seeing a lot of comfort and peace.
Absolutely. That's perfect in what they should be getting.
Mm-hmm.
So what kinds of things are they going to get to do on this time around?
Well, they're here for a whole week, September 24th to October 1st, and this is one of the main things is the ceremony and the parade. But we have a spa day for the ladies on Wednesday, and the guys are going deep sea fishing or golfing, and pretty much every restaurants and venues in this area have donated for them to go to have wonderful meals three times a day. Dr. Kenneth Finch is providing a PTSD and marriage seminar mm-hmm. the first day they're here. We've realized that is very important, and we're grateful for him and his support of our organization. And we're going to tour the Navy Dive School. We're going to do that one day.
Okay.
So that'll be special.
They get to act like tourists a little bit.
They're acting like tourists. They're basically reconnecting as a couple where they can heal, and they feel safe. The whole community does this. I mean, like you're talking about, how do they feel? Most of them went straight from the battlefield to home. Battlefield to the hospital to home,
sure.
and never got a hero's welcome. That's why that parade is monumental, because they cry. We give each vehicle a box of Kleenex, and Bill Bird Kia provides vehicles for all those that fly in. He provides for free for them to drive, but they weep and they cry because the community, they have their name on magnets on the sides of their cars with an American flag, and people read their names and they shout out, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. And I just can't express my gratitude for this community for all they've done to make these retreats. This is our ninth year. And we do them twice a year, and the support is phenomenal.
You know, I think, you know, in media, I think we talk about this a lot. You know, we're very thankful that these guys have served, these guys and girls, that they have served. You know, they've come back injured. But they, like you said, they don't see that, not as a hero's welcome, mm-hmm. like you
right.
typically
yeah.
see. So this is, it's a great opportunity for us to really show them, hey, this is really what we think of what you're doing and what you've done.
Well, you know, tomorrow's September 11th.
Yes.
And we work with the warriors that come on these retreats. They're all new that come. We don't bring repeats because we have a list for till 2020.
Wow.
Because word has spread about our community. And we don't just do these two major retreats, but we do smaller retreats too to help strengthen the marriages. But tomorrow is September 11th. And that's the warriors we focus on, those that serve since 9/11. And we never need as a nation to forget the service and sacrifice they all have made since that day and even prior to that time. Every veteran that has served, we need to let them know we're grateful.
Sure. And Linda, you keep mentioning, you know, strengthening the marriage, which I think is the part that probably gets overlooked in our culture the most, is mm-hmm. that these men and women have sacrificed not just life and limb, but also in some cases relationships, and they come back as different people in a lot of ways, especially if they're injured. And that's caring for anybody is a difficult task. And so I think we miss that part sometimes. So let me ask you this. All of the folks that are coming for any of your retreats, mm-hmm. are all of them all physically wounded, or do some of them have just the emotional scars, and are they able to come because of that?
Most of them, there's a combination of both. The unseen, the hidden wounds of war, which in my opinion are worse.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the outward injuries. But a lot of it you can't see because like they'll have shrapnel or they have wounds that are, they're not actually missing limbs as much now, the ones that do come. But Dr. Miller, you probably have some veterans in your church that have served too. That
we do. We do. We have several retired veterans as well as those that are serving and active now in our service. And we have, in fact, we have a gentleman that served in all five branches, branches of the service, which is totally unique. Older gentleman, but he had the opportunity to be able to switch some services and some specialties he had. And so he was able to serve in five different branches. So we kind of feature him almost every Veterans Day. So,
Just let him stand up for the whole thing.
Yes.
And when you do the song, he stands up for every branch.
Absolutely. And in fact, that's going to be the feature song that the Gulf Coast Singers are going to be doing.
Oh,
one
good.
That
oh,
wow. Okay.
That represents every branch of the service. They're going to be singing that. That's the special number that they are bringing to the service. That thing. I want to say again to Dr. Ken Finch and coming in and dedicating that time with these wounded warriors and with their families and caregivers and how important that is. The service is orientated right there to be able to help them and, of course, encourage them. But that following, like you said a few moments ago, following the service there, and after the service, we take them out into our foyer, needs to be seated, they can be, or standing, them and their caregiver, and we just let the people just spend time right out there one-on-one with them. They're able to shake their hands, their necks, to speak with them, to share with them, to come out. That's also a very, very healing time and very, very important part of the service. So following the service, that time with them one-on-one, that's the community.
Sure.
That we've had the service, they've had their week with special guests and special people, but that is the community reaching out. And we ask everyone, plan on staying a few moments afterwards and greet those warriors and caregivers and just be that reaching heart and hand to them. So it's a great, great time of healing.
Perfect. We're talking about the Warrior Beach Retreat that's coming up next Thursday and the opening ceremony for that. We've got a fundraiser to talk about. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with Linda Cope to talk about that here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Just about 12 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, and we've got more music coming for you before we wrap up this hour of music. But first, we're still talking with Linda Cope of the Warrior Beach Retreat. And you've got a retreat coming up next week, opening ceremony on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And but in the meantime, you have a little fundraiser as well.
Yeah,
because this Miller stuff doesn't happen for free.
No, it doesn't. And this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. You want to do
yes, it's the Warrior Beach Retreat Barbecue Fundraiser. It's going to be Friday, September 21st, 2018. It's going to be from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Deliveries can be arranged for earlier than 10 a.m. at Emerald Coast Behavioral Hospital, right there at 1940 Harrison Avenue there in Panama City.
Okay.
And it's $8 for one meal, 2 for $15. But if you get 10 or more, they'll deliver it to your business for free. Mm. And y'all, this is Deep Smoke Barbecue.
I was going to ask, who is doing this?
Deep Smoke Barbecue. They're smoking those butts all night long. You can just smell it. Wait, you'll probably smell it at your church. But it's phenomenal. It is the best barbecue. They have gotten all kinds of awards for what they've done, but you get a pulled pork sandwich, mac and cheese, baked beans, and dessert. So, and they have drive-through and pickup. But again, please help us. If you have a business, order for the whole company and say, but let them know ahead of time. The number is, can you read that?
That's
number?
Right. They got pre-order meals if they'd like, and they can call Teresa at 850-532-6457. I'm going to repeat that. 850-532-6457. Ask for Teresa, and that can be pre-order meals they can order beforehand.
And Scott's going to buy the whole digital media department.
Yes.
Lunch on that day.
Yes, that sounds like a plan.
Somebody's doing that, yes. Absolutely. Again, the Wounded Warrior Salute, it's hosted by Dr. Miller's, at Dr. Miller's Church, which is Living Word Church. It's 500 East 19th Street here in Panama City. And that opening ceremony, the 27th, next Thursday, starting at 7 p.m. Admission's free. It's open to everybody.
Correct. Open
to the entire community. We want to fill your church up.
Oh, absolutely.
How many will your church hold?
We can seat about 500.
Well, okay. I challenge the community to bust that.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and then the speaker's Commander Sam Brasfield. He's the commanding officer at the Naval Dive and Training Center.
Here.
Local.
Oh, okay.
He's
good.
Our local commander.
He doesn't have far to go.
No. So, again, fill the church.
And okay. When's the parade?
It's not often you get to hear someone like that speak, too.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. It's going to be
phenomenal. They're hidden down in the base, and they don't know what's come out.
It's so good. And what would you say?
When is the parade?
It's Thursday, September 27th.
On the way to the...
Yeah. It starts at 4 from the Sheraton, and line the streets. Again, warriorbeachretreat.org is our website. You can give donations there. We are a 501c3 in the state of Florida. Warriorbeachretreat.org. It'll tell you where we're going to be on the parade route.
Okay.
And again, this community turns out en masse.
The great thing about that, not only is it a great parade and a community out with their flags and cheering the wounded warriors and caregivers as they're traveled in, but also we have the ROTC.
From all the schools.
From all the schools that come, and they do an honor guard.
Oh, sure.
When they come out and do an honor guard, a little parade for them as they come into we have a special dinner just for them.
Yes.
That's just for them, and with their in our fellowship hall, so we're going to be having that dinner with them. But it is, like I said, a community event, whether or not we talk about the, Chris Godver, the Sax, or the Gulf Coast Singers, or the Praise and Worship. It is a community event, and get excited about everyone coming out.
Absolutely.
Let's fill the place
up. All right, give us your website again.
WarriorBeachRetreat.org. WarriorBeachRetreat.org. My son Jonathan's over there. He's the executive assistant chaplain. He wants to say a quick hello before we get off the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Jonathan.
Thanks for coming, Jonathan.
Yes.
And the 21st, 10:30 to 1 p.m., it is a retreat barbecue fundraiser. And you say it's good stuff. So.
Oh, it's the best. I mean, it's deep smoke, man. It is the best barbecue. And we're so grateful. Again, this
I don't think I've ever eaten there.
Well,
this is going to be the first time.
I went last year. Yeah.
Was it?
I did have a delicious sandwich. Yeah. Okay. I love barbecue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that is some good stuff.
It
did smell delicious. Oh, like, I went to, I didn't have time. I won't pick up and take it out, but I didn't want to leave. It smelled so
I know that you could smell them because they smoke them all night, and this is our biggest fundraiser, and we really could use the donations for this retreat.
Sure.
You can't beat the deal. $8 for one meal, $15 for two. Mm-hmm. What a fantastic deal.
And free delivery for 10 plates or more. So give that number again.
That isn't
that
bad.
Name and number pass.
Again, if they would like to call in the pre-order meals, they can call Teresa at 850-532-6457.
And again, the Warrior Retreat, the Warrior Salute, happened at Living Word Church on 500 East 19th Street, Panama City. That's Thursday, the 27th, starting at 7 p.m. And everyone is invited.
And
it's
that's
free.
Where the parade ends. Or
yes. And the helicopters from the sheriff's office will be flying overhead, and they'll be hovering over there. So, we're grateful for their support and all the police that are supporting this.
Yeah, because you get an escort, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, they escort us. And the motorcycle riders, they come from other states now to ride their motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the front and in the back of the parade. We've had as many as 500 come and ride.
Wow.
And then we're grateful for the police in Panama City Beach, because they're in there helping us out.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank everybody in the community for that. Thank you all for what you're doing.
Thank you, Scott.
It is definitely an important thing to be doing for our wounded soldiers and their families. So thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you for
Appreciate
having
it.
Us.
We are coming up on 10 o'clock, and more of the mix. We'll round up this hour with some music from Billy Joel, appropriate for the last song of the hour. It's called Famous Last Words, right here on 90.7 WKGC.